During America's Revolutionary War, King George may have gone over the situation across the Atlantic with the view that he must ruin the colonies. With what should King George ruin it with? First, he demanded a cash crop he found. Upon realizing crops need hands to cultivate it and collect it, he would send to Africa, collect slaves, and collect rum for the slaves. The colonists wanted to be free, but failed to come through on the promise. Colonists went on to found colonies all over North America, from the foothold in the east all the way to the Pacific. But ultimately, kings need to unify all the colonies, known as settlements, in the order of towns. They arrived daily to wreck the colonists, which they believed would be in Washington, D.C. The people here already had been busy killing the kings with votes for years. So bad acts in these settlements from foreign thrill seekers calls into question what power works and what kills the colonists. If it kills the settled people, it's believed to have killed America. The needs of each area are believed to have joined together into a single unit. This worked until it didn't. Washington, D.C. had grown a breed of men not born in the USA, might be fulfilling a need in a welcoming city. Cities recruit talent. The domestic people exist in the form of the one selected to farm a plantation. All you have to do is get workers to do something without making that group into slaves. Southern ways grip the nation. Settlers that band together nationally get a subsidy, as in the case of Seattle, Phoenix, and Atlanta. It's tough all over. Unless you're the king or a politician, your settlement is on a monitor. Going illegal to sell drugs appeals to many settlements. Why not buy and sell coffee?